The Meshech Chachma brings the mashal of a mother of a kala who is beaming. She was so excited to see her daughter by the chuppah, and she and her husband have found a good husband for their daughter, a nice boy, a good family, and they had worked hard to set them up in their nice home, and now the mother is proud, the bride could relax, everything is good, and they're off on their way. And the father was a little bit more reserved. He wasn't so sure that everything was perfect and everything was ready to go. And he turns to his wife and he said, "Not so fast. It seems like a nice boy, but the real test will come later. When the chuppah is over and when real life, quote unquote, begins, and they have to be on their own and they have to go out and take care of things by themselves, that's going to show us if he's really going to take care of her. When we're not holding on and we're not supporting them, what he does then is going to show us really what type of a chassan he is and what type of a husband he's going to be. And if he assumes responsibility to support her, and we'll know that all of our hard work in finding a suitable husband had paid off." So from this mashal, the Meshech Chachma parallels Hashem's relationship with Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, "V'yigada to levincha bayomu leimor, bavur zeh asa Hashem li b'tseisim in Mitzrayim." You're going to tell your children much, much later on in the future, "Bavur zeh," because of this. So what's zeh? What's this that the pasuk is referring to? So it's referring to Pesach, observing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And when will that be? It's not going to be now here in Mitzrayim. And it's not going to be in the Midbar. It's not going to be in Mitzrayim where there are miracles everywhere and Yad Hashem is all over the place. And it's not going to be when they're in the Midbar and there's man falling from heaven and there's Adonai HaKavod and there's Nisim v'Niflos and amazing, amazing things going on all around them. Such a case does not prove anything to a Kaddish Baruch Hu if the Jewish people are still frum in a pampered existence and it's relatively easy to be a good servant of Hashem. But when the Jewish people get into Eretz Yisrael and they have to plow and they have to plant and sow and reap and they're busy with their livelihood and regular everyday life and parnasa and shidduchim and all different types of complications. If then, all the way over there, ba'avur zeh, when you get to Eretz Yisrael and you're sitting with your children and you're still eating by the Korban Pesach and having the Pesach and the matzah and the mor and everything over there, then Hashem will know that it was worthwhile to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to know right now, so to speak, Kavayachal, that it was worth taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, because right now it's easy to be from. It's easy to be from when Hashem is running the world in front of you and the mitzvah are running around like chickens without their head on. And it's easy to be from when you're in the desert and Hashem is taking care of every beck and call that you need. There's no chiddush over there. Bavur zeh. V'yigada to levincha in the future when you're sitting with your kids and still you're keeping mitzvos, then Hashem is going to know that it was worth to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Then the Meshech Chachma continues to go on to talk about galus. Even more so, when we're not in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, and we sit without the Korban Pesach, and all we have is just the matzah and just the maror, so then Ba'avur Zeh, Hashem is still going to know that it's still worth that they took us out of Mitzrayim, because in the most difficult circumstances, when things are not so simple, we still sit there with the mitzvos and we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu to the best of our ability. Ba'avur Zeh. Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein was a Rav in Paris. And even though there was really no Kusker dynasty at that point, or really at all, he held himself to be a Talmud through the generations of the Kutzker Rav. So he writes in his Sheiris Menachem and Vayikra that he heard the following vort from a chassid of the Kutzker Rebbe. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Beis tells us that when Nebuchadnezzar threw Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah into the fiery furnace, so at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, go to the valley of the dry bones and begin the process of Tchias HaMesim to bring these dry bones back to life. And what happened was, the Gemara says, the bones started to wake up and they hit Nebuchadnezzar in the face. They slapped him in the face. So Nebuchadnezzar said, what's this all about? These bones coming out of nowhere, slapping me in the face, what's going on? So they told him, the chaver, the friend of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, Yechezkel Navi, is in the valley of the dry bones, and he's committing and fulfilling a real tchias hamesim, an actual resurrection of the dead. So Nebuchadnezzar heard that, he became enthralled. He was mispal, a real tchias amesim, and he began to sing shir v'shevach, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gemara claims was on the level of David HaMelech. And he goes on about how Hashem is powerful in all of his wonders, his malchus is eternal, his sovereignty will be forever, l'kol dor v'ador. The Gemara goes on and on about these beautiful tehillim that Nebuchadnezzar sang. So the Gemara says that a malach came down and slapped Nebuchadnezzar in the face so he would stop singing all these praises. Ad kam the Gemara. He slapped him in the face. So the Kutzker Rebbe asks, what's the problem? What's the big deal over here that he slapped him in the face? It was so wrong that he was praising Hashem. It was such a slight to David HaMelech. The Nebuchadnezzar's tehillim, his tefillos were so amazing. What's the big deal? So the Kutzker Rebbe explained as follows. That Hashem sees nothing special for a melech who's sitting on the throne, who has everything in the world, who has the crown on his head, who has the entire world in his palm, to sit there and praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the chiddush? Of course you're going to sing about the neflos habore and how amazing Hashem is. You're Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, the most powerful man in the world. What's the novel idea here that you're going to praise Hashem? And therefore the malach came and slapped him on the face and said, now that I have a slap and you have a patch, are you still going to praise Hashem? Are you still going to get up and serve Hashem after someone came and slugged you in the face? And Nebuchadnezzar was silent. He had no more praises. That was it. He couldn't do anymore. And this was really the praise of David HaMelech that we'll get to in a second. But the message is clear. That when we're in Gullus, and we're tired, and we had a rough day, and it's the busy season, and there are midterms, and there's stuff going on, that's not when it's easy. To get up and go serve Hashem, to come out on a Monday night, when it's in single digits weather, and it's freezing cold, and you get up in the morning and go out to Shachris, and your car is freezing, and the steering wheel makes your hand shake. That is Avodas Hashem when it's not so simple. Or when things are not so simple in the house and there's stuff going on and it's not so simple with the money. And still a person goes out and they serve Hashem and they do what they're supposed to do. Ba'avur zeh. This is what it's all about. To serve Hashem when things are difficult and it is not so simple whatsoever. When things, we have difficult periods and we have difficult times in our lives and a lot going on. The Gemara in Pesachim and Kuf Yates Amud Beis says that in the future, B'asad Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to prepare a feast for the Tzaddikim on the day that he's Yigamel, that he extends his mercy to the descendants of Yitzchak. And after they eat and drink, the celebrants will give a coast to Avram Avinu, and they're going to tell Avram, you should lead benching. You should be the mezamen to lead benching. Because you are the first of the forefathers. You should be the one to lead benching. So Avon will say to them, no, I shouldn't lead benching because I have a blemish, because I do Yishmal. Yishmal HaRasha came from me, and therefore it's not appropriate that I lead the benching. So he'll turn to his son, Yitzchak, and he'll say, Yitzchak, you should lead the benching. You take the kos. And Yitzchak Avinu will say to his father, I can't make the bracha because I had an Esav. And an Esav came from me, and therefore it's not appropriate that I should lead the benching at this time. So they'll hand the kos over to Yaakov Avinu and say, Yaakov, you lead benching. And Yaakov will say, no, I shouldn't lead benching at all because I married two sisters and that was a violation of the Torah. And even though right now when I did it, it wasn't usur, but it would become a very, very severe prohibition in the Torah later on, and therefore not appropriate that I lead the benching at this very special Suda. So Yaakov will take the kos and I'll pass it on to Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'll say, Moshe, you should bench. And Moshe will say, no, I don't think I should lead benching either. I was never zocha to go into the land of Israel in my lifetime, even in my death. And therefore, it's not appropriate that I should have the zechus to lead the benching at this very special Suda. So Moshe will take the kos and will pass it on to Yehoshua. And Yehoshua will say, nope, I shouldn't lead benching either because I never merited to have a son. And the Gemara has a whole drasha there why this is important for Yehoshua. And then finally, they say to David HaMelech, you take the cup. And David stands up and says, you're right, I'll bench. And he picks up the cup, and the Gemara says, Kos Yeshua Sasa Uvashem Hashem Akra. That this is referring to David, that he in the future will lift up the cup for benching, Kos Yeshua Sasa, and then in the future he will call out to Hashem and lead the benching. So what's the end here over here? Why David HaMelech? What did David HaMelech do that he's zocha to bench by the Suda of Mashiach? So I heard a beautiful vort from Roy Krohn many years ago on a tape. I don't even know if he says this vort over anymore, but Roy Krohn said the following beautiful idea. He said, David HaMelech says two times in that same perek, Uvashem Hashem Akra. One time, Kos Ushuas Hasav Uvashem Hashem Akra, that I'll call out to Hashem when I raise up the cup that everything is good. But before that, David HaMelech says, Tzara V'yagon Emtsa Uvashem Hashem Akra. When I have tsaros, and I have difficulties, and I'm groaning and things are painful, but I still call out to Hashem. Tzara V'yagon Emtsa. Even there, I call out to Hashem, and I serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the zechus, what's the merit of David HaMelech? The person who calls out to Hashem and serves Hashem, even when things are tough and things are not simple, in the future, when things are good, Kos Yeshuas Asa, and you sit by the Suda of Mashiach, you will be the one to lead benching. Because when things weren't good, you were also the one who said, V'Shem Hashem Ekra, that I call out to Hashem. And this is perfectly the Midah of David HaMelech, by Nebuchadnezzar in here as well. And this is the Midah of Ba'avur Zeh, that when we serve Hashem when things are not so simple, and things are difficult, and everyone has their own level of difficulty, regardless of what's going on in each person's life, we'll be zocha to sit by the Suda of Mashiach, and to bench in front of everybody else. And we serve Hashem in such a way, we'll have tremendous zechus and tremendous merits to be zocha to see this Suda of Mashiach in the future. B'mehir v'yameinu. Amen.